It's just gone 7:30 on a Sunday morning. The weather is beautiful here in County Cork. Absolutely gorgeous. A lovely, lovely summer's day. Most people who know me will know that I do not like getting up early. And Sunday is a day that I like to take my time getting up. I like to have a cup of coffee in bed. I like to read Chris Brogan's email newsletter and ponder on a cartoon and draw a cartoon based on the newsletter and ease myself into the day. It's my favourite day of the week almost in terms of getting up, because it's such a leisurely rise from my bed. I don't do early mornings very well. I don't like early mornings. So, getting up at 6 o'clock on a Sunday morning for me is doubly hard. It's doubly hard because I don't like getting up early, and it's doubly hard because I don't like doing that on a Sunday of all days. My lazy day. But it will be worth it, as these things inevitably are. If you make the effort to do something, if you make the effort to get up early, if you make the effort to go out and experience life, you'll be rewarded handsomely, usually. And let's be honest, if I were to write a book of my adventures while reading in bed, drinking coffee, it wouldn't be a bestseller, would it? So why am I up this morning? Why am I out of my bed and on the road already at what I consider an ungodly hour for me on a Sunday? No pun intended. I'm off to the Irish Open, which is being held at Fota Island Resort this year. Now, Fota Island are a client of mine. I've photographed with them for many years, and I've done a number of documentary projects with them, the largest of which, and the one that got me in there to begin with, was photographing behind the scenes at the resort, rather than just showing the beautiful rooms at the resort, showing the people. And it's the people who make your experience of a hotel stay. The people are the ones that create the memories. If you get great service, then that just adds to the experience. It's a 5-star hotel. Every 5-star hotel has great rooms and great facilities. You'd expect that, it's a 5-star hotel. So the idea of that particular project was to distinguish Fota and Fota's website from every other website out there, every other hotel website out there rather, and instead of just showing the rooms, highlight the people. Well, I'm back as a documentary photographer today, and I'm photographing the Irish Open as a documentary photographer, not as a sports photographer, which I suppose in a way is a branch of documentary photography, isn't it? It's recording action as it happens, no interference from the photographer, because heaven forfend if a photographer got involved in the action, they'd be hell to pay. So, a form of documentary photography, absolutely. But that's not why I'm there. I'm not there as a sports photographer. In fact, due to image rights and accreditation, which I wasn't able to get on time because the phone call to do this, to come and photograph a photo, actually only came yesterday. Won't go into the technicalities of all of that, but of course one thing and another means that getting permission and accreditation to photograph the stars of golf who were there, there wasn't enough time for that, and that's going to make it interesting. So I'm photographing behind the scenes at a golf tournament, but I'm not photographing it from the player's perspective. Oh no, I'm photographing it from the hotel's perspective. I'm photographing it from the behind the scenes of the staff and their involvement in the Irish Open, which I think is an interesting thing to be doing. I'm really looking forward to it. One thing has me a little bit nervous, and that's that I've got to go up on a hoist and get a photograph from high up. I know for sure, I dislike heights more than I dislike getting up early in the morning. So I'm not looking forward to that, but look, it'll be safe, I am sure, and I will just have to concentrate on the photograph. It's not the first time I've had to go up high. Oh, I can see one of these cherry picker hoists. Well, that is very high indeed. Okay, well, let's not dwell on that. I'm actually coming up to Fota Island now, and I can see a policeman on the roundabout, because they will be expecting. I can see more than one policeman. Goodness gracious me. There is quite a police presence here on the roundabout as you come off the slipway at Kaitool. It's the slipway that will take you to Cove. Now, the other thing is, actually coming off that slipway, I was a little bit worried that I would get stuck in traffic coming to the resort. And here we have more police presence on a secondary roundabout. And he is letting people through. Okay, now we're moving into another layer of security. Here we have police and what looks like a private security firm. So, okay, so now I'm on Little Island, and this is the island between, I suppose, the mainland of Ireland. Well, there's a pronunciation conundrum for you. And a much larger island. On which Cove is situated. More police presence here, car parks. Now, I just need to ask these guys. Next up, okay, thanks a lot. They've opened one of the, an additional gate into Fota, which I have never seen before, so I was just checking to make sure I was going in the right entrance. So here we go. I am pulling in, and there is more police here, even more police. And I'm being guided in by more police. Okay, so I'm now coming in, and I'm just going to ask this lady here. Hiya, I need to pick up accreditation at the reception of the hotel. Well, I'm working for the hotel, I'm a photographer. I'm working with Seamus Leahy, who's the director. Yep. Yeah. Okay, thank you. So, normally it's a breeze to get into this place, but they've diverted traffic, and of course, you've got security who need to make sure everybody's going in the right place. And I look out of place, so. I'm not surprised they were a little bit curious. I've lost my train of thought. Anyway, that's what I'm up to today. My plan is to create either a series of audio boos or one long audio boo. Do you know what? I'll probably create a series of audio boos. That will be the thing to do. Oh yes, I was worried that there would be... I'm being stopped again. Oh, sorry, I thought you were stopping me.
Oh, no, sorry.
That's all right. No problem. lost my train of thought again. I think I was talking about the traffic to the hotel. So, yes, I was concerned that I'd get stuck in a massive traffic jam on my way to the hotel, that the slip road up to the hotel would just be chock-a-block and that the tailback would reach for miles. As it happens, I've just breezed straight in. I should imagine the golf fans around here also quite value their Sunday morning lie-in. Because, of course, the first golfers would have teed off. They'll probably have teed off at about 7 o'clock, I would have thought. And we have some glamorous looking people crossing in front of me here. They could be children or maybe even the wife of one of the golfers. There's such an age range in golfers these days. I suppose there's been an age range in golfers always. Silly thing to say. Right, I'm coming up to yet another checkpoint, so I don't know. Being waved through this one, that's great. And I am now pulling into what is being indicated as car park 3, which is the car park in front of the hotel. And I'll go in and get my accreditation. I do certainly hope. Okay, it says use the overflow car park, so I'm being beckoned over there, so that's fine. And here we go. Down into the overflow car park, which is also very full already. Oh, but I think I found a spot. Oh, actually, do you know what? There's parking on the grass here. I were a groundsman. I'd say they're going to find that the ground is torn up by the end of this tournament, but I suppose they need to put the cars somewhere. Okay. Walk in with me, why don't you, and we'll get my accreditation. Very restful, very peaceful, very quiet. You wouldn't know there was anything out of the ordinary on if you were just gauging it by the number of people who were around. I realise this is quite boring audio, so I should say something, shouldn't I? Anyway, the place is looking fantastic. I wasn't sure what to wear clothes-wise, actually. Whether I could wear shorts, or whether I should wear long trousers, whether I should wear a shirt or a t-shirt, so I've gone for everything, all of the above. I have shorts in the car, just in case, and probably will be okay, but I didn't want to turn up with shorts and have no alternative. I'm in reception now, some very fit looking golfy like people. I'm going to come over to reception here.
Alright, okay, I fixed that.
That's
no bother. Yeah,
that's fine. Hey Paul, how are you? Alright.
Hello,
I'm very well. My name's Roger Overall. I'm here to pick up some accreditation to photograph at the tournament today.
Okay, so the name is?
Roger Overall. Right, I have it. I realised that, ethically speaking, I should have switched the recording off because the reception didn't know I was recording, so there we are. Anyway, so my accreditation was waiting for me. I tell you, I have two things. I have an armband, and I am photo 606. I wonder if that means that there are 605 other photographers here today. That would be something. And I also have a lanyard, and it's for the Irish Open, Photo Island Resort, County Cork, Ireland, June the 19th to the 22nd, 2014. Media accreditation, a big M on it. Admit to course, clubhouse and media centre. Oh, I'm going to have so much fun today. It is just going to be silly. Back at the car, going to get my cameras, going to walk down, check things out. And I'll upload as I go along.